mess with your emotional body and your spiritual body, the mental body needs to go within. It needs to meditate. Now, that's something I know you've heard me say over and over and over again, but the reason I say it is because it's that important. The best, most powerful way to strengthen your mental body is through meditation. Mental stimulation, mental exercises, mental gymnastics, reinforcing positive thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors are best achieved during meditation. Meditation also helps you to alleviate stress and strengthens the immune system, leading to improved health. There are many forms of meditation, and most forms use a similar format. You place yourself in a physically comfortable position. Then you close your eyes in order to eliminate external interference. Then you take a deep breath and pace your breathing, breathing gently and rhythmically and taking occasional deep breaths. Then you deepen your inner state by counting on a descending scale and or imagining being in a relaxing, peaceful environment. Once you have deepened, do whatever mental work you need or desire. You can picture your ideal weight. You can ponder on your emotions. You can look into and contemplate on your beliefs and your belief structures. You can mentally correct how you think, believe. You can do whatever. This is the ideal time to establish a relationship with the spiritual you, with that spiritual body, with that spiritual realm, with God. And then once you do whatever you intended to do while in the meditation, you may bring yourself to outer awareness by simply opening your eyes. Or you can even, if you're doing this at nighttime before going to sleep, just go to sleep. When you awaken, you will feel rested, fine, and in perfect health. And what's so beautiful and special about the exercises that you have already gone through is that you're able to utilize dynamic meditation when you're doing your imagery and you're engaged in the hall of viewing technique. And that requires alpha brainwave frequencies. And then you're also able to deepen some more and enjoy contemplative meditation, which is a form of passive meditation that requires theta brainwave frequency. And that's when you're allowing your mind, your inner conscious, for some people subconscious, to release and let go limiting beliefs, blocks, fear, and anger. And then you're also able to enjoy deepening further into delta, into sleep, carrying the intention of health and healing into the unconscious, expecting to awaken in the morning a new you, a healthier you. So you are able to enjoy dynamic meditation in the inner conscious, passive contemplative meditation in the slower frequencies more associated to the subconscious, and you're also able to deepen with the intention into the unconscious. And that's a very complete meditation. Throughout the course, you're going to hear several names given to that internal state. Whatever it is that we call it, the function is basically the same, and we typically call it meditation. And you may have noticed that the previous exercises you have experienced involve contemplation, which is a much deeper form of the meditative process, a form where you can go very deep within into passive meditation or into a state where you no longer interfere with the thinking process. Your intellect, your belief structures, your negative thinking patterns, your fears, your angers, nothing will get in the way with contemplative meditation or deep contemplation. Because you go into a frequency of brain where you cannot generate a thinking process or analyze, deduce, or even interfere with what's going on in there. You're not going to be asleep. You're simply going to go profoundly within with alertness in an area where you can begin to touch the essence of the very reasons why you are ill, why you are having these health challenges, emotional pain, mental dilemmas, why your body is not expressing health in every way, shape, and form. And you'll be able to touch at the very core of where the roots to those things are, in your unconscious, subconscious, and allow them to surface in your inner conscious, where you can then actively engage your awareness and deal with these issues and heal through them. But there is no way to get there unless you practice meditation. And unless you practice meditation, you will not be able to pull those nagging beliefs, limiting beliefs, or blocks, pull them way out from deep within the roots. And when you pull them out, they have nowhere to dig in anymore in your being, and no way to affect your living condition, no way to affect your health. And the true healing process can begin. Finally, you can start addressing the very reasons why you're ill. You can start addressing through deep contemplation the pain, the fear, the anger. You can start addressing the very things that you're attached to and have a fear of letting go. If there are certain things that you're attached to, such as your look, your image, what people think about you, how much money you make, what you drive, where you live, if you're so attached to that, that you believe it identifies you, you may want to question why. It's not who you are. You're much greater than that. You're much deeper than that. You're more profound than that. It's great, yes, that when you're thinking, believing, behaving in a way that is resourceful, you're able to have a life and living style that is wonderful. And the rewards show. They show in the skill level that you have, in the work that you do, in the way people pay you for your services. And with those payments, you're able to improve the quality of your life and where you live and how you live and what you wear and what you drive. But that doesn't need to define you to the point that you must, and you're totally attached to that. It's only a reward that you get for being whole and complete. And always, 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 through your meditation, anytime you engage imagery, and anytime you think of outcomes, 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 and especially those of health, healing, you always want to experience whole and complete from a holographic perspective. You always want to imagine yourself within the experience as if you're in it, as if it is already done, and you are whole and complete, and experience it fully and completely with all of your sensing mechanisms. That is why we say to experience information, to educate yourself with not only your physical senses, but your mental senses as well. Because it is through your mental senses that you're able to experience your future condition of health as already having have happened and as whole and complete. And that's the only thing that you allow to linger in your mind.